GDPR, the new laws that will affect every business in 2018, and the advice that will save you 20 million euros. We hope you've got your seatbelt fastened for May 25th, because the biggest data protection reform for 20 years is on its way. Big businesses are already preparing for the changes, but what about small, medium-sized businesses, entrepreneurs and startups? Never fear, Einstein's here with the full rundown. Let's kick this thing off with a few basic facts. The law change is going to affect you. This is not something to ignore. You'll find out why very shortly. Now, the old Data Protection Directive, passed in 1995, is something we've grown our businesses on. It was basically a list of rules we should not break. Pretty simple, right? 2018 GDPR is anything but. The new act focuses on procedures that we must follow. So, instead of an act telling us not to do bad stuff, this reform states we must do the right stuff. And trust me, there is a big difference. Think of the new act like one of those health and safety laws that you must wear a hard hat. You must lift boxes in a certain way. You must have the first aider on site at all times. If those same health and safety laws were written like the old 1995 Data Protection Act, they'd look a bit more like this. You must not wear a novelty Viking hat on site. You must not lift boxes while naked. You must not go to somebody's aid unless you have a certification. What are the biggest changes? Because this is really important information, we'll do something we don't do very often. Bullet points. Bullet point one, new regulations on consent insist that data subjects must give full, explicit consent for use of their personal information. In layman's terms, they must be aware of our intentions when we ask for contact details. Example, if you ask for an email address for further email marketing campaigns, you must inform the address holder of this and they must consent to it. Bullet point two, the law change affects your current marketing list too. It will be illegal to email your existing contacts without receiving their consent first. And bullet point three. You must delete data that you are not using for its original purpose. Bullet point four. Data subjects have the right to revoke their consent at any time, and it must be straightforward for them to do so. Bullet point five. There is a new central office for data complaints. Bullet point six. Businesses with large lists must appoint a data protection officer. Bullet point seven. The location of the company does not matter if they are collecting data from any person or persons residing in the European Union and Great Britain after Brexit. They must follow the new rules. Example, a business based in the USA that collect data from residents in France must abide by the laws of GDPR. Bullet point eight. The age barrier has increased from 13 to 16 years old. Bullet point nine. Data subjects can ask businesses for data they have collected. This information must be provided within 1 month. Will it affect you? The short answer is yes. Long answer, of course it will. The new law applies to anyone who processes the personal data of European residents. In other words, 99.9% of businesses operating within the European Union. And before you ask, no, Brexit will not make a jot of difference for UK businesses. Great Britain has its own bill being passed that will come into power before Brexit takes full effect. What happens if I don't comply? Here's the scary part. If you don't follow the protocols of the new GDPR, you'll be hit with a fine of 20 million euros or 4% of total global turnover, whichever is more. That means, unless your business is turning over more than 500 million, you're going to be hit with a 20 million euro bill. In other words, destruction. There is a lesser fine for minor breaches, and that's only half of the above financial punishment. Only half, 10 million euros, or 2% of total global turnover, whichever is greater. Sadly, Einstein Marketer isn't joking. If you skimmed over those law changes, we suggest you go back through them and then check out our link to the full GDPR bill at the bottom of this post. GDPR, Einstein's advice. Just to reiterate our earlier request, do not ignore this law change unless you can afford those fines. Your highest priority right now should be composing killer copy for your next email campaign. Offer your existing list something of massive, massive value, and then politely, and in accordance with GDPR, ask for their consent to send them future offers, marketing emails, information, etc. If your open rates are low, try again with something else. Whatever you do, just get started early. You've still got time to send one email a week without annoying your list, asking for their consent before the law changes arrive. And when they do arrive, you're going to need to make that info exchange so irresistible that they're blinded by desire and will give their consent without a second thought. If you haven't already, check out Einstein's guide of lead magnets. Using tips like this will make the list size reduction all the less painful. Find it at einsteinmarketer.com. You'll probably find that this reform dumps all of your unresponsive contacts, giving you the opportunity to replace them with responsive and engaged audience. Not all bad news after all. GDPR summary. Yes, I know, it's annoying. And yes, it's going to shrink the marketing list that you've spent your entire business careers creating, but there's nothing you can do. You've been warned about the implications and the changes you need to make. There's no excuse. Get started early and use the law change to replace old, unresponsive data subjects with new, exciting, and responsive audiences. Would you like more advice about GDPR change? Have you got something to add on the law change? Leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook and we'll reply to you as soon as our social media manager has stopped gambling. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.